That's heavy. That's heavy. I'm not condemning anybody. You just think what I'm saying. Satan is bent on destruction and bent on fulfilling his pride. And he believes the best way he can do it, he's sure not going into heaven, he's going. He's not going to stroll up there and take over and run the show. He's going. So the only way he can get to God is to get to you and try to reign in the throne of your life. And then he can say, see, I told you I would rise above God. Every time you believe his lies instead of God's truth, you're giving him that power. Why was he a little snake in Genesis and a three-headed dragon in Revelations? Where did he get all that power? Man gave it to him. Because they feared him and honored him and boasted about him and dreaded him and worshipped him for generations. And the little snake cursed to crawl in the belly and he dust the days of his life is all of a sudden some big three-headed dragon. That's heavy. Because man, in man's eyes and in man's doubt and unbelief and man's lack of understanding, created a monster. When Jesus crushed his head. You're not the worm in the dirt. He's the worm. And I'm not saying that to get some religious shout kind of thing. Yeah, he's the worm and we're... No, you hear how serious of what I'm really saying. You're not the worm of the dust. That's his curse. That's why he likes to try to make you think that. Because he's trying to make you like him. And God says, no, they're like me. I know I'm preaching good. You better get this. Man, I feel this. I'm taking you a little deeper right now. I'm seeing some revelation here real clear. You better get this. Satan is still trying to fulfill his pride. Don't you give him access to the will of God by giving him access to your heart and soul. Sell out to God today. Say no to sin. Say no to compromise. Get out of the things that you know are violating you and hurting your heart and fall in the mercy of God and let him love you and restore you and let him say, stand right here and let him dress you. And then you could just go, Jesus. My God, I feel his love. This is only for those that receive the what? Abundance of grace, the abounding grace of God. Doesn't matter how much sin there was. It matters how much grace you receive. I go to New Life for Girls. These girls have trashed their lives, but they're dare believing the gospel can restore them. And the love of God and the power of God flows through me like I've never seen. I've never ministered so close with the Holy Spirit than when I'm at New Life for Girls, because their hearts and lives were so broken. They're flooded with so many lies. They got so many horrible memories. They got constant thrashings and lashings in their soul. And Jesus just comes and goes and shows them who they are. I've never moved in the giftings of the Spirit as clear as when I go there. Why? Why? You say why? Because where sin abounds, grace has come all the more. God prizes himself in making something out of what seems like nothing. The deeper the sin, the greater the glory. The more you know you're forgiven, the more you love. Don't ever get righteous in yourself.